can't always make it work out. So.
Oh, hey,
got ready.
Yeah.
Are you good to go? All right. Do roll call. Supervisor Nordegan is excused. I am present. Supervisor Wolski?
Here.
Supervisor Carroll?
Here.
Supervisor O'Day?
Here.
Supervisor Stocker?
Here.
Supervisor Thomas?
Here.
All right. Next on the agenda, approval of the minutes from last month's meeting. Got a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second by Supervisor O'Day, second by Supervisor Stocker. All right. All right, and then we have comments from. Comments for tonight. Any supervisors have comments?
Vote on the minutes.
Say again?
Minutes.
Oh, my bad, yes. Yeah. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, so moved. Thank you. All right, I do not have any prepared reports for today. Do any other supervisor have supervisors? Any comments or reports?
Yeah.
Youth and governance? Any comments? All right. Now we're going to open to citizens' comments. Are there any citizens wishing to speak tonight? Any citizens wishing to speak? Seeing none, citizens' comments are closed. All right, next on the agenda, we have a resolution for a lease agreement between Kenosha County and Square Deal Trees.
Don't we have the appointment for Daniel Morehouse first tonight?
Okay. That must be the old agenda. Okay, so yes, thank you. Resolution to appoint Daniel Morehouse to serve on the Traffic Safety Commission.
So typically with these resolutions, it's actually presented by the Highway Commissioner because the Highway Commissioner is also a member of that committee, it's kind of a life member of the committee. So so generally in these kind of situations, I would, you know, give a brief description. And the good thing is that he's here with the meeting, and so we'll give him an opportunity to say a few words, and if you want to ask questions, I mean, members of the board, if you want to ask questions, you can feel free. But I've gone through his resume, and the most striking thing about the resume is that he's a trained crash investigator, and he's also being trained to do a kind of a crash reconstruction, which is the fundamentals and the basis for the Highway Safety Committee. So he is going to be a strong asset for us. And so with that, I think we are recommending his approval. And Officer Morehouse is right here. If you want to say a few words, you can go ahead, sir.
How's it going? I'm Dan. Like he explained, I am trained through Northwestern College for crash investigation. I'm also going to be a crash reconstructionist by the end of the year. We are also putting together, spearheading a countywide crash with all four agencies, getting together and actually pulling the resources to investigate these crashes more thoroughly, which will entail help this committee as well figure out what may need to be changed with the data that we'll be able to collect. A lot of different things that I learned when I was down in Lake County, where I worked for Gurney and I was part of a crash team down there. 38 different agencies, we were all part of it. I can respond to 38 different jurisdictions, and we handled the crash investigation from there. So I'm very familiar with serious or fatal injury crashes, and even through the prosecution through that. I'm originally from Illinois, but I graduated Carthage in 2016, so I haven't left. I didn't want to go back to Illinois, so I'm here now. I'm planning on going back. Law enforcement, I started in Kenosha County as a sheriff's deputy in 2017, went to Gurney for a little bit, got the training, again realized Illinois is not for me, and then came back up here to Pleasant Prairie, and I'm not planning on moving again.
Definitely.
So that's kind of, yeah, that's kind of me. If anyone has questions, feel free, I'm an open book.
Okay. Motion to approve the resolution.
Second.
All right. Sounds good. Any discussion? All right, seeing no discussion, all in favor of appointing Daniel?
Yes.
All in favor of appointing Danny Morehouse to serve on the Kenosha County Traffic Safety Commission. Say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say no. Motion passes.
Zach.
I think you're the governor. Thank you. All right. I am going to ask for a motion to table the resolution to appoint Shelley Billingsley. We are actively trying to get a copy of the resolution right now. So we just don't have it in hand as soon as we...
It's online at our county board meeting.
Wasn't the resolution, it was just...
I printed it.
That's not the resolution. So Sam is actually on the phone there trying to get a copy of it, print it off, so we should be able to get to it by the end of the meeting.
Hopefully. Okay.
So I just need a motion to table it so we can bring it back by the end of the meeting. So
motion to table.
Second.
All right, thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Okay, so which one is yours? See, mine was backwards.
Yeah, okay. You can use
it. You arranged it. I'm going to use this one. Okay. All right, so how do we do division reports? Resolution for lease agreement between Kenosha County and Spur Teal Trees.
I'll do that one, okay. Mr. Chairman, Mr. Vice Chairman. We recently purchased a small lot on the corner of 85th Street and Sheridan Road, where it's connected to the property we already own for the job center there. It was owned by the gentleman who owned the car lot across the street, and every year for 15 years he's rented out to this company so they could put their Christmas tree lot there. So he came to us and said, I'd still like to rent it from you. So our court counsel drew a lease. We're going to charge him $250 to lease his property so he doesn't get it for free. And that amount kind of represents the amount of taxes that would have been paid on it. So that's the number we're going to use, and he'll have it for 1 year, and that's the, appreciate your approval of that resolution.
Through the chair to Mr. Cutifer, is this also impact or in line with the agreement with SR Mills when he purchases the job center property? It's the full corner lot?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
I just want to question, are we going to make a motion, or are we going to discuss it first? Have we got to make a motion to
usually
discuss it, right?
Yep. Yeah. So do you have a motion to move?
I don't want to make a motion.
Okay. Motion by Supervisor Stocker. Do you have a second?
Second.
All right. Supervisor Carroll, second. Any discussion? Supervisor Thomas.
I just want to point out this lot was purchased for, I think, $115,000. And we're not even going to own that property. We're selling it. It was a complete waste of $115,000 on a property that we're selling for a little over $1 million, I think, or 1.5. And first of all, I think it was a bad idea knowing that we were going to turn around and sell that property. And now we're going to lease it out for $250 on a corner lot. We might as well rent it out to a food truck every week, too, and for $250 for a month or 6 weeks if we're going to do that. I don't know what county property we want to be able to make money off of just by selling, renting a corner lot to. I don't know, I think it sets a bad precedent. If someone else wants to come and use some other county property that's on a busy street or not a busy street that they want to make money off of, I don't know, I just don't think it's good policy, and it sets a precedent I would want to have to follow.
Chair.
Is that all?
That's all.
If I could, this relates back to when we were in discussions with SR Mills. And the thought was, and correct me if I'm wrong, Jim, but the thought was that if we hadn't purchased that piece of property, someone could have come in and put like a to-go restaurant or something on it, which would devalue the entire property. And so we made this agreement with SR Mills when we decided to move the job center to the inner city of Kenosha, that we would purchase that corner lot and lease it out to the tree guy because he's always been there. And this way it would be one contiguous lot that SR then could develop. So that was the reason before it, correct?
So somebody else didn't get a hold of it.
Right, and that's the only reason we did this deal. That's the only reason. So that it was one contiguous lot and we have it in a written agreement.
Supervisor comments?
When was the transaction? When did this all take place?
Very recently.
It was in this year.
Yeah.
I'm seeing made time.
And it was in this year's budget.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And that was one of the agreements.
Sure. Go ahead.
I just want to add, it had to be 1996 or earlier than that, the county board made a decision not to buy the lot when it was, the guy wouldn't deal, whoever owned it. So, and the county board decided, okay, we're not going to buy the lot. At that point in time, that's a lot of years ago, but now it makes sense to do it because it squares off the entire property and not have that floating corner there.
How old are you?
They made a bad decision back then, and we're just trying to correct it now. Thank you.
I just want to correct, yeah, that's exactly what happened. The only thing is, I don't remember that it was part of leasing the lot back to whoever's leasing now.
Yeah. It was part
of purchasing the lot, and they buy it at a set price already, pretty much. But I don't recall that the agreement was to lease 25 acres. But that's my recollection. I might be wrong, you know.
Yep, if I could. We had talked about it in the Public Works Committee meetings, and that's where that comes into, that we would give them another year.
I don't think you can close the door, so.
Yeah, no, open just a little.
I think it's one of the rules when you have these open meetings not to close the door, sort of a definitional thing. So.
Are there any other suggested comments?
It just seems like this is already water under the bridge. So I hope going forward, I don't understand why Bear didn't just buy the lot themselves. That would be something I would have suggested at the time. I just feel like we're hashing something that's done and we can't really change anything on it that I know of.
And then I obviously wasn't here when all this was being discussed, but is my understanding is after the lot sold, this won't be before St. Long, it'll go directly to the corner of the property.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any further discussion?
Seeing no Squirrel trees, I don't know if I can see something.
Oh, yes, please.
Absolutely. We've leased that lot for 31 years from the previous owner and then his son. It was a surprise that it was being sold to the county, which makes sense. Absolutely. We've been on that corner, and it's all about just supporting the community with Christmas trees. We go out 4 hours away, and we bring them down there, and we haven't had any issues. So, I mean, I'm just here. I've never been to a meeting before, but, I mean, I see some discussion, and I see some issue, but we're not going to be a problem. Or we've been there for, again, 31 years. This will be our 32nd year with no issues. So, thank you.
What about insurance?
We have it.
There's a pause in here.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would just like to say again, I was not aware, but I was, like, the first week that I was in office, I was made aware that this property had been sold. Corp Council came to me and asked me about it. Again, they had been on the corner for a long time, and I'm a big supporter of Christmas trees. Wanted to make sure, yes, they did have insurance, and we were identified in case anything happened. So, again, it was one of those things where I had to make a decision very early on in my administration to whether we wanted to have Christmas trees on the corner, and they were good stewards and wanted to bring them, make sure they had.
And the insurance was in the packet as well. Didn't see.
That's the only thing I was kind of concerned about.
Absolutely. All right. Any further discussion?
So, just again, who is the main point of contact then for the Square Deal trees with the county to do all the inspection before and after and things like that? It says Public Works Director Ray Arbit here. Would that get transferred over to the new one then? Okay. The other thing is that who drafted the agreement here?
Joe Cardamone, Corp Council.
Okay. All right. I didn't see, whenever we do a lease agreement, you know, if it's our property, I would say that we would want to be able to terminate at any point in time for any reason at all. What's that?
It's a 1-year contract.
Okay. I just didn't, I saw that there was a termination in here, but it was a termination from the tenant, not the landlord, you know, on it. So I guess, you know, we're only doing it for this season, for November and December of this season, so it's probably not that big of a deal. But you know how things change. So all of a sudden, hey, we got to work this out because we can't do that anymore. But I guess we're pretty safe to say that this year there's nothing going to be happening there. So, okay. I don't see any issues with that.
Any other comments? Seeing none, all in favor to the resolution?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Nay.
Okay, motion passes, or resolution passes.
How do you vote?
New governance.
Aye.
Okay. I used to forget all the time.
So Christmas trees or no Christmas trees?
Yeah.
All right, so, am I here now?
Yes.
Okay. I would have been here before. All right, so, any changes or additions since the report was emailed to all of us?
No.
All right. Any questions from supervisors, committee members? Yes, Supervisor Ruski.
Clement, where are we on the purchase of the Northwest property on countywide? Were we going to purchase that property since they were so close to the roadway for the roundabout?
Yes, we're just taking a little bit of this property because the way the alignment of the intersection was done was to avoid this property as much as possible.
To move it east then?
Yes, the highway Y is moved to the east. And then while there will be some land acquisition on A, on the north side of A, just for drainage, to make sure the drainage works, but not, the road is not going to be moving closer to the property.
Okay, because I did notice I went to all the places today, and you guys are doing a great job. And I did notice that it did seem that it was over to the east more. So I had wondered, okay, how much are we actually taking? Because he's right on the corner.
Yes, we're not taking anything along Y.
Okay.
It's only along E.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, other than that, I think your team is doing a great job, and I know it's really hard with the hot and humid weather we've had. So keep up the great work. Thanks.
Thank you.
Hey, Clement,
yes.
Is the Highway F bridge, is that a county project?
Yes.
Okay.
I typically don't report on routine maintenance. So what we do is every 2 years we inspect all the bridges in the counties, including local municipalities. I think we just sent the reports of all the other municipalities. So after that report is completed, there's some maintenance that we need to do on those bridges to maintain or enhance the structural integrity of those structures. So what you saw on F was actually those maintenance, though it's in the capital improvement project, but I don't typically report them because as soon as we run out of funds, I stop the work. Like what's happening right now, I'm not going to do two bridges, I'm going to postpone to next year because we're out of funds. So it's that kind of thing. So yes, it's a county project.
Okay, so Highway F is the only bridge that's going to be maintained this year?
We have completed ML, completed MD, and F. So we've actually completed three bridges so far this year.
Okay.
And so going forward, you start seeing also all these bridges will be new deck ceiling on them to preserve them. So that, so they're just part of the routine maintenance.
Okay.
I have one other question.
Yes, you're right.
Since we can't see the status of 60th, can we get a drone picture of Highway K so that we can see the progress and how things are coming along?
Yeah, I can try to.
I have I know a lady in Kenosha that does, she has, what is it called? Something with the U of Wisconsin.
Those companies that they take real-time pictures.
She doesn't charge anything, so.
Yes, since it's been managed by the DOT, yes, I can try to see to organize and connect it.
How about I have Marge call you and
yes.
then, because it would be nice, because that's the one thing we can't see, because I get asked about it all the time. No. I don't know the progress of it, because nobody can, you can't see
yeah,
it from, right.
Just,
right.
Just so you know, I can drive you around.
You can?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll
explain. Yeah. Thank you, I'll show you, yeah. Yes. I'll be able to do that as from Monday because I'm going on vacation as from after this meeting.
Okay.
I'll be gone. I'll be coming back on Monday.
No worry.
Can I contact you on Monday and
sure.
get the information?
Yeah, that sounds great. Thank
sure.
you.
Excellent. Any other questions or comments?
I know it's not our project, but 142 is done, and I just drove it the other night, and it's really nice now for a long way.
Yeah.
So.
I have one comment just on, because that's in my neck of the woods, the Highway 50 project. And I'm not sure, I'm just going to pass this on to you so you can pass it on to whoever's in charge of that, but the light at 60th Avenue and Highway 50 for the southbound lane is, it just needs to be adjusted or something. I've gotten stuck through three cycles just trying to get out of that light. It's just not timed correctly. The traffic's backed up for a long ways. I think a lot of people are finding 60th Avenue now that it's opened and are starting to use that more, and the traffic is just getting all the way backed up past like where Pick and Save is, Marshalls and all that. It was just, I've sat 10 minutes at that light. It's usually never took that one before. So I'm not sure who's in charge of that, but I'm just going to pass that on.
I didn't get the direction again. You said westbound.
So it would be, so if I'm on 60th Avenue going southbound, that light, the straight light, yeah. Because there's also turning westbound off of that lane and going straight, and the traffic clogs up significantly. It was like Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. I was going through I sat through three cycles.
On Sunday, you said?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like 10 o'clock morning on Sunday. Yeah. And then I did drive over the new JB bridge deck, and it was very smooth, very well done. Because they gave me a tour when it was still under construction. And
yep.
It was beautiful. So
I think you should also drive the WG.
Okay.
Yes. I don't know if anybody's taken Green Bay across Highway 50, that intersection. If you're doing 25 miles an hour, the difference in heights is just tremendous.
Green Bay, Highway 50.
You're on Green Bay, you're going south.
They have a big dip sign, but it's still a big
there's a couple of them there. And I don't know what they're going to do to fix that, because the roads are at such different heights.
Yeah, I kind of understand what you're saying. The challenge, again, I'm not speaking on behalf of the department, I'm just saying based on experience with construction, the challenge when you're reconstructing and is the new product is quite at a different elevation from the existing, it's kind of tricky to really make it smooth. So the hope is that they're hoping that the traveling public will be able to tolerate and be patient for a few months. So I'm guessing that's what is happening, but I'll still go and make sure that if there's anything the project team can do or convey that message so that it can.
Their intention is to change that. Is that?
I'm guessing. I don't know.
I just want to make sure that that's their intention.
Yes.
Not if they leave it like that, it would be terrible.
Right.
All right. Anything else for facilities? Any more comments?
Or highways. One more thing too, the county, I see in the general operations here, just curious on the progress for the paving,
for
the county paving crews.
Yeah, currently we are paving County Truck Highway, and I didn't have the opportunity to drive around this afternoon, but if everything is according to plan, which I think they were this morning, because I didn't get any red flags or anything, so they're supposed to have started paving at least the binder for NN. Between 45 and 75 and K.
Okay.
So after that, then we have CJ, and it's already on schedule. Highway D from from K to N is also on schedule, but that one might be delayed because we don't want to pave that section and then it's damaged by the heavy trucks from the Highway 50 because they have a dumping, a borrow site, stroke dumping site on the northeast corner of K and D. Mm-hmm. And so we're monitoring that already. They've already damaged Highway K already. And so but we are allowing things to go on until the project is completed and then DOT will come back and repair the road as according to our agreement.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're doing so far, I think we've paved about 5 miles. Our goal is to pave as much as possible. And it varies from 10 to 13 a year.
Okay. So roughly 50% complete.
So, getting to 50, after N is done, then it'll be just above 50%, but right now it's slightly below 50%.
Okay.
I know there was discussion of a map of all of our current road.
Mm-hmm.
Is that in the works? Have we gotten that?
Yes.
There's a timeline on that, I can't remember.
Yes, the county exec helped us and got the map from DOT.
Okay.
And so we superimpose our project on the one on the DOT. I was hoping to do that, to present it next month.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
The reason being that I'm trying to see if I could make it clearer.
Yeah.
It's a little bit busy, you understand what I mean? There are just too many things going on. I'm trying to see if I can make it. If I can't, I'll just present what I have, but yes, I do have it right now. Yeah.
Great job. Just be a good reference point. Awesome. All right, moving on to facilities. Is there anything new or changed?
No changes in the report.
Awesome. Is there any questions from supervisors? Okay.
I've got a general question.
Sure.
The courthouse, how is that fundraising going for the rehab of that? Are we in the county involved in that at all?
That'd be a frank question.
Yeah, I can take that. They've raised over $500,000 so far. They really only got started after the holidays this year. So everybody thinks it's going well. Actually, there was an article in the paper last week, and from that alone, we had Dr. Mike Thompson wants to take a look at it and wants to donate. So the word's getting out there.
Yeah. So was it like $6 million? Is that number six in my head? Is that like what the projected cost was to renovate that? Bring it back to its old glory?
Yeah. They had kind of two phases to it. One was to have everything above the drop ceiling, move all the HVAC out of the drop ceiling, move it up into the attic. And then repair all the damage that was done there. That was $3.8 million. And then there was from the drop ceiling down they had painted over all of the walls, this stenciling that actually was, when they came up with the artistic vision for it, it kind of all encompassing. So bringing back all the stenciling and Mr. Jeffers was so taken with the pictures of the original bronze lighting, he actually kicked in extra money towards that too. So everything from kind of the ceiling down would be roughly another $1 million. So the goal was to raise at least $1.35 million to match the Jeffers Foundation of $675,000.
Very cool. Thank you.
All right. Could you, as a refresher, how much did we start the first estimate? How much was that for the old thing?
That was the first estimate, actually.
It was not $3.8 million, not even close to it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe
Jim remembers what it is.
I can check. But
could you check first?
Just go back and look at the budget a couple years ago.
Because I know it was changed then. And
Actually, having said that, that the way inflation has gone in the last year and stuff, we actually tasked the architect with going back and re-looking at all these numbers and bringing them up to date, so we actually have, as of, you know, with the changes, as of today, good numbers. And he's doing that right now.
Good numbers meaning what?
Well, those numbers were put together over a year ago, and the index that came out from June of last year to June of this year was 9.1%. Construction is a little different, so we just can't put 9.1% on it. So he's actually going back to figure out, for all these different disciplines, what amount of inflation has these numbers should be corrected to.
If I recall it correctly, we started somewhere around $1 million to start with, and then every time it started going up, 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 up. There was a big discussion. Actually, I was the one bringing up the discussion that I said, there is no way we're going to do that. And then with the first increase, I said, here we go. And then from then to now, it seems that it's at least triple, quadruple the cost that we the original thought we were going to spend on it.
And I know Jim will have the correct numbers.
Okay, thank you.
Frank, could we get an update every quarter, perhaps, on where we're at with the project and with fundraising?
Absolutely.
I think monthly might be too much.
Probably.
Yeah.
Sure, absolutely.
Okay. Thank you.
Awesome. All right, moving on to golf.
Sorry for being late. I was teaching young minds about the great game of golf. So, yeah, my reports is as written. You know, I mean, I don't have any changes or updates for my report.
How was the Kenosha County Open?
It was great. Yeah, we had only 46 people involved with it this year, but we did switch it up a little bit to get a couple other golf courses involved. We had it strictly at Brightondale the last several years, and this year we went to Spring Valley Saturday, and we went over to Bristol Oaks on Sunday. So, yeah, they crowned the champ yesterday. Corey Martin was the best player in the field yesterday. So.
And is this an annual event, or is this our first time doing this?
Yes, it is an annual event. Mark Olson, who was the golf coach for Central and Parkside, it was his 59th year actually playing in this tournament, so yeah, that's something. And Brewfest went great, too. I mean, it was fantastic. It was completely sold out, and everybody really had a good time there. No problems. So.
Awesome. And then I did notice... Any updates as far as the irrigation system?
We're waiting on construction documents, and then hopefully we're going to put together a timeline to when would be the best time to go out for bid so that we can put it into people's schedules for next year. Since it's only 9 holes and it might not be as big a project, we're hoping that somebody will shoehorn us in and save us some money by doing that.
Any other supervisor guests?
I missed the May meeting due to surgery, and I know that Chairman Nordigian had mentioned at our last meeting that you're now taking loans out, or you'll be, he mentioned something about the finances, that you'll be funding your own expenses. Did I understand that correctly?
This year's capital is funded by their operations.
Okay. So is it going to change in any way?
Is what going to change? That process?
The funding.
Depends on what you guys vote on.
Okay. I just didn't understand because it made it seem like you were going to take out loans, which I didn't understand because it's an approved budget. So
Supervisor Buski, maybe I can add a little clarity to it. Dan had presented that there's some projects that he wants to do, some capital improvements, maintenance building, some other stuff, and what he was suggesting was that, you know, using the funding mechanism through the county board, and then he would support all the capital improvements through the revenue from the golf course.
Oh, okay, gotcha. All right.
It's called a sinking fund.
Okay.
And if we do any major projects, then one way of paying for it is like that's how we pay for Brookside or are paying for Brookside. You borrow this money because you have to, but the payback doesn't come from the property taxes. The payment comes from golf operations in the future.
Are we still bonding? If that means, is it still?
No.
Okay. Okay, I just wanted to make sure about that.
But it's all going to be in the 23 budget. We haven't, it's all still incubating, and Dan's working on estimates, and okay. We'll see what happens.
It was brought up, so I just wanted to make sure I understood. So thank you.
Yes,
you said like that there's been some stress like on the turf. Is it just divots or does this extend to like cart paths and other areas?
Yeah, it's the drive on, drive off areas from you know the golf cars going. When we have you know so many players out in the golf courses, you know it does cause some stress on the turf. You know, so we try to keep golf carts on the path as much as possible around the tees and greens, but those are the areas. And for some reason, people like to get just two tires off next to the tees instead of keeping all four wheels on the cart path. So that area gets worn. You know, and in the playing areas around the greens, we get people that like to drive off the cart path and go, and so those are the areas that get compacted, so we do some aerification there, and you know, with the weather, we've had really good golf course conditions. I mean, they are, the greens and the fairways are in excellent shape this year, but, you know, when you have, you know, the amount of rounds that we have, like, we do probably as many rounds in a week as Strawberry Creek does in a year, you know, so it's a whole different type of situation when you're trying to maintain it with that traffic volume.
Got it. Thank you.
So one of the things that we talked about, just so it's kind of like a refresher, is are the projects that you were talking about, and you mentioned the Red Pines 9 mitigation here, and I thought that Supervisor Chairman Nordigan wanted to also have you include the other items on there just as a, hey, remember that we've got this coming up. Was the Pets Maintenance Building, the Brightdale Driving Range, and then the Brightdale, was it the Blue Bunkers that you wanted to do as well? So just so that we understand what you're...
And that'll all be part of that presentation in the budget that we're going out for that funding. You know, I mean, nothing has even started on any of those projects as of yet.
So very preliminary right now, just high-level discussions. You're working on formulating that for the budget.
Yep, and getting some quotes through architects and that kind of thing about what it would cost to get into those projects.
Okay.
All right, any other comments? None. On to parks.
Thank you, Mr. Only a couple things to point out with some special events. Hopefully some committee members, county board members. This coming weekend we do have our Symphony in the Garden. It's the second year we've had the Symphony, Kenosha Symphony Orchestra, at Petrifying Springs Park adjacent to the Beer Garden. And for the last, I'd say, 12 months or so, we had the Betsy Aid and the Well-Known Strangers. They played at Picnic in the Park last year. Very well received. We're kind of meshing both of those entities together for the Symphony in the Garden. So it's starting at 4 o'clock p.m. with just a small little intro band called the Spare Animals. But really, from 7:30 to 8:30 is the prime time part of that show, and that's where we take the original music from Betsy Aid and the Well-Known Strangers and have a 50-piece orchestra play along with the Well-Known Strangers at the same time. So it's pretty cool. It was a lot of hard work for our park staff to be that synergy and the glue to get this thing together, but I think it's going to be very well received. So if you guys don't have plans for this Saturday, highly recommend to go to that performance. And other than that, August 20th, since we won't see each other until I think after that, Picnic in the Park over at Petrifying Springs Park. We're bringing back bounce houses. Entertainment starts at 4 p.m. with live music. A bunch of food trucks. We're hoping for 10 food trucks this year. Bunch of free kids games. Nonprofit booths are allowed to be there. And we typically get over, I'd say, close to 10,000 people at that event. So we welcome all county supervisors, friends, family to be part of those events.
What was the date of that?
August 20th for the Picnic in the Park.
Just a couple questions. On the parkland development for the waste management and the ropes course and the beer garden, it seems like every year it's the same amount. It's $125,000 every year is a line item. Do you know what it was last year? I don't go the year before because of COVID, but do you know what the actual amount is?
I would have to check with Jim Cuffer as far as specific amounts, because we do budget based on assumptions.
For it's just been the same for every year. And then I was curious, so maybe it goes through Jim. Who prioritizes what that money will be spent on?
That goes through the county exec's office, and it's put into the presentation for the budget, as far as any revenue to offset potentially capital projects and such.
So do they, I don't know how waste management pays the county, but the ropes course, I'm assuming they just pay at the end of their season since they
show. Monthly, they pay the revenue.
Monthly for that for the beer garden?
Same with
the beer garden. Is it possible to get a year to date for August? Would you do that, Jim?
Well, I won't even wait till next month. When we get the next checks, the monthly checks, we have a document, and I know I passed it out here before, but probably not this year, that compares every year how much we took in on an annual basis, and then I give you the month-to-date ones, too. So I made a note to make sure that the committee sees those numbers.
Yeah, okay, perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And then I just had a question on, and I'm ignorant to this, so I don't know. So if it says something is in the CIP budget, then it's like for Anderson or Kemper, and it's the same amount every year, are we bonding that money or borrowing that $75,000 or $50,000 each year? Go ahead.
The only money we ever bond, potentially, is what's in the next year. Anything that's, so when you're looking at the 22 budget, the only money we would have bonded would have been everything that was in the 22 budget, 23, 24, 25, 26, is all just for information.
Correct.
So it's, and some of it is just letting people know, like the Kemper Lakeshore, we're going to be, we might have a project in the future that could be big.
So let me ask you this question.
Wait, hold on, I'm not done.
Oh, okay.
Okay, because I want to make sure everybody understands this. And we just cut back on the amount of bonding that we did by $5-6 million because we don't think we're going to do some of those projects. So we didn't cut the projects. Well, maybe the projects will be cut, but just because we didn't borrow it means many of them were just delayed. Okay, so that's, I listened to something that happened at the county board meeting the other night, and sounded to me like somebody said we got rid of the projects, and we didn't. So we reviewed all that stuff, item by item, the whole capital plan with the CE and with the finance department, and decided to postpone the bonding, and whether or not the projects get cut is her decision, your decision, and we'll see what happens with the 23 budget. So that's, if everybody understands that, that's the way it works.
Okay. So the reason I'm asking, because I started going back to 2017, then I went back to 2012. And for some items, it's the same amount every year. Even so for the current year and then future years. If it sounds like it's more of an operating expense and not a capital improvement expense or cost. Because cost is there's a price and there's a cost. A price is a one-time thing, a cost is a lifetime thing. So it seems like if we're spending $50,000, and I'll just say at Anderson, every year, that should be like an operating cost. We shouldn't have to borrow money and put it on a credit card.
Point of order, maybe you could have a discussion with Jim or with Matt, outside of the meeting to understand the budget process.
Well, we're going to discuss the budget in this meeting at some point, right?
Mm-hmm. But not tonight.
I can answer it. That's okay with you. It depends on what you're buying, whether it's capital or operating. It has nothing to do, and it has to be more than $5,000 for it to be considered capital. So if you're buying something that a piece of equipment or making a substantial addition to land or building, that's capital. It's not operating. So when we put something in the CIP, it's already passed the accounting rules for whether it's a capital item or an operating item.
Okay.
So if something goes out in the future and it's the same amount, it's just maybe we have to buy a HVAC piece of equipment, or maybe we've got to fix a roof. We don't exactly know. So those years that aren't even for sure, we just put something in there because we do have limits on how much we can borrow, but we don't want people to be surprised. They're going to have that stuff year after year after year. So there's a big difference in the accounting definition of what is operating and what's capital.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Supervisor. Any other supervisor? I would just like to say thanks for including this in. We got the Parkside Trail Map for the projects. What is do we have like a month? I don't fall. Is it? Is there like a particular month you're thinking? Or?
Yeah, I like to leave that one open ended. Okay. But a little bit more detail for the committee
sure,
with that. I checked in with our bridge manufacturer. They should be on schedule for, we put into the bid documents for the four prefabricated bridges that the parks will be installing. Those should be delivered by August 15th, but until they arrive, that's where one of those unknown deliverables are. As far as the 3 miles of multi-use hiking trail, that's basically done by our parks operational staff, and that'll be open to everyone throughout the UW Park side, and that yellow on the map right there, and Petrifying Springs Park. So that's all roughed in, manicured, and good to go. We have all the site prep done with the helical piles for each one of the bridge site locations. We've done as much earthwork and prep as much as humanly possible on each abutment end for those four sites. So we're really waiting in the queue for those bridges to come so that we can transfer from our operations with the playground project over at Pets, because we're doing a lot of that stuff as well in-house to save and reduce that bonded debt, and then transfer that operational staff over to the prefab bridges. And once we start, then we'll have a better idea of how well things are going to go, because we're not bridge builders by trade, but we did one of them last year, which was successful. So we hope that it's boilerplate with the remaining four of them. And I'm thinking by, I'm guessing either August or September, I'll have a really good idea based on A, if they delivered on time, and B, how well it's going to actually put them in, because we want that quality standard at the end of the day.
And what is the trail base of the yellow trail? I remember initially I walked through there and I know it looked like it was just like a mulch. Is there a specific trail base for the multi-use trails? Has that changed?
No mulch. The approach on one side of that bridge is a traffic bond material, but that's it. So I won't even mention traffic bonded. It's all just compacted soil. So we manicure it, we pitch it to about a 2% slope for stormwater to pitch off. But we don't want mulch on there because it biodegrades and turns into mud, and it's harder to maintain. We have a 6-foot corridor path that we clear on that yellow trail for emergency management. We worked with Summers Fire Department to make sure that their gator can get through. But it really has a feeling more intimately of like a single track running trail for even that multi-use trail, because that's where the tread is in the middle. But we just brush it out for that 6 feet in order for emergency vehicles to get there. But it's all organic material for the surfacing. We don't add any other kind of composite material or mulch.
So not going to be like over on the, what was it, the west end where you guys put down the
yeah, it will not be
a little
that.
Bit more natural look over on the east end of the market.
Correct.
And then as far as completion, would that include the signage and the other stuff that was discussed earlier?
Yes.
Okay.
That was correct.
Perfect. All right, any other questions for parks?
Right, moving on to facilities.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Really, the only update I have is the Kemper windows. We're working with the architect and the contractor. It's really between two windows, and the lead times on them, like everything else, have grown. So it's between 20 and 26 weeks. So we're hoping to get that nailed down. So,
any questions for facilities? All right, thank you much. Moving on to park review.
Oh, okay. Thanks. Okay, I got a few things that I think normally the head of the department would do. So I'm going to answer a few things that have come up that he or she would have normally reported on. Number one, I sent out a letter to the CE and some of the other top people around here about the South Pike project. And I'm waiting for, because I know many of you have been asking, you want tours, you want information about how the timing on the project, the cost. So we prepared this whole big thing. It's in those people's laps to review, and when they're done with it, if they feel it can be released, then we'll release it out to, I know Supervisor Carroll's on that list, Zach's on that list. Several of you are on that list. So it'll be welcome to anybody. A lot of you weren't around when we did all that work, so it's 30 pages of stuff. So it's just really quick reading. Just don't take it to bed with you. Supervisor Poole, I owe you an answer on a question you asked at finance. about how tall is the middle of a roundabout. And so I brought my expert here on the roundabout height. And he would say as tall as you want. But usually they make it taller so you can't see, because you don't want people to see across. You want them to slow down and pay attention to the left. But it's really not designed yet. So, but I wanted to make sure I got you an answer because you asked.
Thank you so much. Yeah. And I asked because I wanted them 10 feet tall, because these guys are going 100 miles an hour either out of our state or into our state. That's going to stop them real fast.
Most of them you can't see across. But anyway, I wanted to make sure I had an
still answer. Still rolling.
For you.
Just to add to that, I within the next few weeks, I'll be able to give you how high it's going to be. Because you start having at least 60-70% flood, I'll be able to gauge how high it will be. But most of the time, the height is depending on what you plant in the roundabout. So most of our roundabouts, they have these greens, they have all these bulbs, green plants, and then we have a contractor that maintains them. And so even if the roundabout is 2 feet, the height might end up being like 4 or 5 feet, depending on what plants you plant in the cycle.
We could always talk to Square Deals about just putting the trees in the roundabouts.
Yeah. I just want them big enough and tall enough so all these spears can just be rolled right off the road there. I don't have to worry about it anymore.
Did you want to ask me something? Another thing that we're supposed to report on every—I don't know if we're supposed to do it every month—but we're supposed to tell you if we bought any floodplain properties, FEMA-related properties, when we do it. This year, we have purchased two. We bought one back in January for $124,000, and we bought another one in March or April for $155,000. And we set up a budget for this years ago. And we're slowly working our way to spending that money. But when something comes up for FEMA reasons, we buy these properties. And since I've been here, we bought maybe, I don't know, at least a dozen of these that we own.
Mostly by the Fox River.
Yeah, the FEMA stuff is out by the Fox River. It's not by the Pike River down here.
Do you know what the balance is in that account?
Pardon me?
The balance in that account, that floodplain?
Off the top of my head, no. It's a few $100,000, though, it's left. Chris is checking over there. Is it over $500,000? If not, I'll just make a note. We'll send it to you.
There's been a lot of progress on that through the years. So over the past, 30 years or something or more?
No, back in 1996, that's not when I started here, but that's when we started this project. There was something like 350 different properties, and since that time, we have bought about three-fourths of them.
Right.
And a lot of, some are lots, some are buildings. We've torn down most of the buildings, but someday it's going to be, and probably not that far along, it'll be a beautiful park.
It's a little interesting driving down through those roads where there used to be houses down through there now. Now there's
lots.
Wide expanses of just growing up woods and stuff.
God.
And every once in a while there's a house.
Still.
So it's funded by grant money from FEMA, and some of it goes a few years back, and there's restrictions on what you can buy, and the government watches pretty close what you do. And that's all run by Chris Parisi, who runs the county's housing authority. I think that's the name of his department.
So we
good guy.
So part of that is we have a line item for $50,000 that goes into that each year. Does that match somehow?
That's not bad.
Well, that's not bad.
No. The money is already there, just sitting there.
Oh, okay.
And every year it goes down. We haven't been adding to that particular pool. That's a different pool of money. We put $50,000 in there in case somebody calls up in a different floodplain area or for a different reason that we have to tear down a building, or somebody comes and says, hey, you want this lot, and it's 10 grand or 15 grand, we'll buy it. And then we own it, and it just gets part of this 300-some properties that are slowly but surely being accumulated.
So it's not in that area that you're describing then?
I'm sorry, what?
This $50,000 is in this floodplain account that's for areas outside
different,
of
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the other thing, people have been asking a bunch of questions about the human services building.
I'm describing the real deal.
That's okay.
Through the chair to Jim.
Yes.
Just, we were talking about the South Branch Pike River Rehabilitation Project. So there is a tour, and I know Tom, Brian, you're on it, and some of us are on. There's a tour set up for August 3rd. I think
whatever,
it's going to be...
Whatever next Wednesday is.
Yeah, it's going to be an open meeting, public, you know, published, because there's going to potentially be more than, you know, the quorum there. So that is coming up.
Yeah.
Just for everybody else's, that wasn't on the email chain, in case you weren't, just to let you know.
So I just started to mention, there's been several questions from some of the newer supervisors about the human services building, what the costs were going to be, and what the status on the project is. Right now, they're in the design phase, and Partners in Design Architects is spending time with the folks from Human Services Department going through square foot by square foot what their needs are for this new building. And the budget for this year, just for the design phase, was about $800,000. We will not spend all that this year. We'll probably spend half of it, or maybe two-thirds of it, but we will spend the whole $800,000. Some of it will go into next year. And right now, the status of grants, I know Supervisor Belsky asked at the last meeting what was happening with the $10 million grant. We split that with 50-50 with SR Mills. He also is coming up with another three, and I know of about $3 million worth of grants that we will get half of.
From EDA.
Yes. And then there's also a fund that the county has been accumulating for the last few years, the money of which, should you decide to use it for that, and it is available to use for that, it's a little over $1.5 million now and grows every year, that could be used to pay for that project. And then there's any future grants we can get. So, and the total estimated cost for the building is, and all these are pretty much public numbers, I'm not making anything up that we haven't sent out. Right now, we've got close to half of a 20-some million-dollar building paid for by, and it could be more if we get more grants.
But my question was, Jim, since it wasn't $3 million in the forecasted contract and it was $10 million, will that be coming off the purchase price?
Yeah.
So that was agreed to in the contract, with the contract?
Yeah, and the contract says any grant that comes in will be split 50-50. So if we use $3 million, and now the number is $5 million for our half, that comes off.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just want to make sure. All right. Yeah. Thank you.
And that's what I was talking about. I know I owe everybody a number. I'm sort of just waiting for this thing to sort of stabilize, but we're getting a $20 million building that meets the needs of the counties, closer to the population that services it, for half price. Mm-hmm. So it's a good thing. So that's the report on the human services building. I'll be able to give you a little bit more, and you'll for sure see it at budget time anyway, which is imminent. And probably the next thing on my list. So I'm going to pass this around. If the supervisors would take one, and those of you who, I don't think I have enough copies for everybody, but this is a calendar for the next 3 months, August, September, and October. And on the different months is a list of the dates for the various meetings that are coming up. For some of you that have been on the county board and stuff before, it's probably old news. But for many of you that are new, there's lots of meetings that come up, and it really gets sort of bogged down. And you can give it to anybody else if there's any extras there who wants to look at it or share amongst the staff. I don't know if you probably want one. So, does everybody know who you are?
I was going to introduce her.
We saved the best for last.
Well, I didn't really know until I turned around and saw, I saw her reading a picture in the paper. So. So Our next meeting of this group is the fourth Monday, right, of August, which is the 22nd. And then after that, there's, on the 4th of September, there's a meeting for the county board on the 6th, and finance is the 15th, county board is the 20th. We meet again on the 26th. Now, the current of September, the current schedule is for the county executive to release her budget on the 4th. Is that what you're going to do?
Of October.
4th of October. Yeah.
I've been told that, I think.
I'm looking at you. I don't think anybody's going to tell you exactly what to do. But let's pretend that's the day they do it.
I think that is the date.
Yeah. So normally, we meet as a committee before. Our next meeting after that would be the 24th. Now, the 24th, 25th, 26th, 27th is when the Finance Committee meets to go over this stuff in detail. So there's nothing between the 26th of September and the 24th of October for our committee, but after the 4th, so you guys can beat up the department managers about their budget. Okay? So I'm just trying to lighten the mood a little bit. We're going to come in with a great budget that'll be right where the people want it to be. But anyway, we got to figure out a date when we can have that meeting.
Perhaps maybe when Mark comes back, we can figure that out.
You want to discuss that in August?
Well, so what would be the two dates ideally?
We can throw it out there now.
The 10th or the 17th? Would those be the two? What days? Say it's on a Monday.
Well, you want to do it Mondays, right? So it's either the 10th or the 17th. That's your only choices. Budget's been released. You have it. You've looked at it.
One of those will be Columbus Day. If it matters, I don't know.
Actually, you better open the 17th, so that will give you enough time to look at the budget and have some of this.
Yeah.
If you have any questions, then.
You know, if there's questions in between there, we can obviously answer those questions, whatever you have. But the next Monday is when the Finance Committee will meet. And I don't know if there's restrictions on how much time those people downtown need to prepare documents, because usually we go into those Finance Committee meetings with recommendations from this committee. Is a week enough? Man, probably. Yeah.
17th would be good, right?
But you all got to do your homework and get back to us. So I know I'm sort of sounding paternal, but we want to make sure that we get all that stuff done, and the changing of the meeting time just to the fourth Monday kind of moves this around. Plus, whether you guys know, that 24th, 25th, 26th, and 27th, a lot of you are probably going to want to sit in on those Finance mm-hmm. Committee meetings. Now, some of you have to, you have to be there. But who else? You on the Finance Committee? But there's always a lot of concerned supervisors. There's a good audience for that meeting. So this kind of lays out everything that's happening over the next couple months. You're being told way ahead of time what's going on. But we usually do that at this meeting or the next meeting, so this is not something we don't do. So on the left-hand side, I just had a couple notes. CE releases her budget on the 4th, and we're looking at the 17th. We've got to talk to Mark and make sure that's okay with him. And that would be when that October DPW meeting is.
Does the 17th work for everybody, all the supervisors here? Is anybody not going to be able to make that date?
I'll double check. That is our regular board meeting for the village, but I could probably work around that.
Okay. For one month. Would it be possible just to give an email to the committee? Maybe just confirm over email that'll work.
I just got to double check with the finance people downtown too, okay, to make sure nothing's going on. But
it sounds like that would work. Maybe just wait for an email confirmation from everybody that can confirm that date. It's going to be
informed. Either day.
All right. So I think that's about it. There's a few things that didn't get covered in the individual department reports. I'm going to go through them real quick. In highway, we've been working for months and longer than that on an access management plan. And what that is, Clement, Summers, Pleasant Prairie, and Kenosha, they all sat down, and all the new road construction is going on. They developed this plan. So So if a developer comes in, we can pre-answer their questions about what they're developing. It's a real good idea. It's pretty much baked. We were trying to get the city and Summers and Pleasant Prairie to agree on it, and I think that Pleasant Prairie is the only one who hasn't given their final okay. But that'll be coming along any month now. Next month. There's also, I know Supervisor had asked about there's a work crew that might be available to us for use, but I don't think they're from our county. I think they're from another county. They made an agreement with us through our Corp Council that they could come do work for us.
Corp Council approved the agreement that they sent, but we haven't signed them up for any work. They're from Sturtevant Correctional Facility.
What type of jobs would they be doing?
We don't have anything lined up for them, but would be physical labor, maybe mulching some beds, possibly hauling material. We've got to find some work for them.
Building bridges.
From
time to time, we've done that with our own work crew, but not lately. So this came out from another local institution that we might be able to get some help from. So if you haven't heard about it, we can speak to you now.
There's some staffing shortages.
Yep.
And I don't know if Parks Golf need that kind of stuff, but
we'll talk.
Yep. Yeah. So Matt'll brief that. And that I think is pretty much everything that I have.
Maybe a lifeguard.
Maybe.
Awesome. All right. I will. If we could entertain a motion to bring back the resolution for Shelby.
Motion to bring back resolutions request to approve the appointment of Shelley Billingsley as Director of Public Works and Development Services.
Second by Supervisor Stocker. Sorry, I missed you. All right.
All in favor? All in favor.
Oh, yeah. All in favor.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right.
Okay. Again, this is the request to approve the appointment of Shelley Billingsley as Director of Public Works and Development Services. For all of you that are not aware, this is Mrs. Billingsley right here. Mrs. Billingsley holds a Bachelor of Science in Civil Engineering from the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee and a Master of Business Administration from UW-Parkside. Recently, Mrs. Billingsley was elected Vice President of the Wisconsin Chapter of the American Public Works Association. She lives in the town of Paris with her husband and children. Under her watch as the City of Kenosha Public Works Director, Kenosha recently received two Project of the Year awards from the APWA in recognition of the construction of Kenosha Fire Station Number 1 on the site of the former Bain Elementary School and various stormwater improvements. Please join me in voting for Mrs. Billingsley as the Public Works Director. She will oversee the divisions of Facilities, Highways, Planning and Development, Parks and Golf.
Any
motion to approve?
Motion.
To yes. Approve the resolution?
All right, is there a second?
Second.
All right, second by Supervisor Thomas. Any discussion or comments?
Can you introduce yourself?
Yes.
Shelley Billingsley. I'm very excited to have this opportunity to serve Kenosha County. It was mentioned, I have worked for the City of Kenosha for 20 years, and I started out prior to that doing consulting engineering work, so I'm really excited for this. I do reside in Kenosha County, and it's going to be like a four-minute drive for me, which is going to be really nice. My husband Eric is here. We have two kids, both attend Central High School, so we're rooting for the Falcons. And with that, I'm just really glad to meet everybody and excited to be working with you all, so. Thank you.
Thank you. Any supervisor comments or questions?
I don't mean to be negative, but I do have a question about the pothole repair that the city's been doing. I'm hoping that will not be brought to the county.
When's your first day?
So it seems like there is a material that the city was using that was not really sufficient, and I see now that there looks like they're using something different. Is that something that you could address? Or
sure. We use two different mixes. We use a winter mix and a summer mix. So we go from coal patch, which is probably what you're seeing. Nobody really likes it, but it's just the way the method in which you place that material. versus the hot mix, which is, you know, very smooth transition. So if you're complaining about the potholes that kind of hump over, that's our cold mix, unfortunately.
It's more the, they fix it, and then 2 days later, it needs to be repaired.
Yeah, that's unfortunately, just we call that pothole season in the city. We just are, we just do not have the funds to maintain the streets the way we all wish they would be, but it is something we're addressing. We do have a master crew now in the city, so that is addressing some of those large areas. So, yes. I'm hoping that doesn't transfer, but I'm sure they'll have pothole experience.
I have a few questions too, if it's appropriate to ask them.
Yes.
It seems, hello, Aaron Carroll, supervisor for 23rd District, which is around Twin Lakes, Powers Lake area. It seemed like, you know, I got to know Ray throughout the past couple of years with some interactions on some of the work out in the West End, and it seemed like he had a good, what he was calling the lean management style of doing, of working with all the department heads and things like that, and was really forward thinking in a lot of what was going on and things like that. And I'm just, do you have any experience with that? Is that, you know, what is your management style and how do you, what's kind of your first 30, 60, 90 days, what are you expecting to see?
Yeah, so I think it'll be a meeting with a lot of the division heads, the divisions themselves. I made a lot of changes in the city after kind of watching and experiencing that. We invoked a lot of technology in the city that wasn't there 10 years ago. So we've made a lot of efficiencies, improvements as far as that go. If you talk about lean, that's kind of, we never didn't get rid of people. We tried to make them more efficient and do more work with them. So it's just learning that and really talking. So, I mean, my first year is going to be trying just to learn what the county does and then try to move from there as to if there's efficiencies we can gain, changes we can make, that kind of thing. But that goes as a group. So when we made changes at the city, I made that as a team approach, and we talked about the improvements that way. If that's what you mean by...
Just the interaction, and you know, you've got a team, cohesive team. How do you keep it together, and how do you, you know, carry the ball forward?
So relationship and communication is my big component at the city with my team, the team that I will be leading. So
sure,
yes.
Okay. And I know that the executive Kirkman is very good at communication as well, like responses, very quick responses. And I can tell you in my interactions with, and I don't want to compare again, but it was very good what Ray had done. It was, he would respond very thoroughly and very thought out. And I want to make sure that continues. And again, communication is a big part of it. So looking forward to, you know, getting to know you better and for that type of communication. So that was really all that I had.
Any other supervisor questions, comments? Seeing none, all in favor of the resolution to approve the appointment of Shelley Billingsley as Director of Public Works and Development Services, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? All right, resolution. You think aye?
Aye.
All right.
I'll just vote for you.
Are there any other matters to be brought forth, maybe? Yeah. I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Before you do, are we going to sign these resolutions?
Yes.
They're right here.
Right, all of them?
Okay. I got three of them right here.
Okay.
All right. All in favor of adjourn?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Do you think already?
Aye.